Okay, good afternoon. This is case number 1180227 regarding a towing of a vehicle. The appellant is Sharon Wager Simmons, and the time right now is about 20 minutes to 2. It is November 13th, 2018. Ms. Wager Simmons is here today. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
It's Wager Simmons.
Wager Simmons, yeah. Okay.
That's okay.
Great. She is here, but no one is here on behalf of the city, and she is accompanied by someone who I will identify in just one moment. And I think I know where we're going with based upon some things that you tried to tell me, but I cut you off. So the first thing actually I had noted down here was confirm who owns the vehicle. So at this time, or actually let me back up, when the vehicle was towed, who owned the vehicle? And I'll ask Ms. Wager Simmons.
It was my grandson.
And his name?
Jeremy Wager.
Could you, and is that you, sir?
Yes, it is.
Please spell your name.
Jeremy.
And it's Wager?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And so, when did you become owner of the vehicle, Ms. Wager Simmons?
Transferred title over to me so I could get it out. It was 20, wait, I had the title transfer. The DMV. Where's the date? Oh, the 29th of October.
Okay. And the vehicle was towed on October 24th, it looks like?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, it's perfect that both of you are here because then I'm not going to have any question on, okay, who's the real owner and should they be here, should they not? So thank you very much to you for both taking the time to be here. I don't want to have to go over the same things that I went over in the prior hearing unless you want me to or have questions about how what we're going to be doing today.
No.
Any questions?
No,
okay.
We don't, no.
And one thing that I do want to reiterate is that when I make my decision, I will be strictly applying the city code and any other relevant laws and rules. You can tell me what you think should apply. As far as fairness goes, I can't consider that. That's something I didn't mention in the other one, but that's the same principle that I have to apply in prior gentlewoman's case as well. So that's something I always try to tell folks, is that I'm stuck applying the city code and rules as they are, and I can't make a decision based upon something being unfair or not. So let's see here. Ms. Wager Simmons, did you receive mail from us before today?
Yes.
Okay, good. Is that still a good address for you?
Yes.
Okay, that's the address I'll be sending my decision to. And additionally, since you're technically the appellant now, did you read the document entitled Tow Hearing Statement of Rights?
I believe so. Which document is that?
This one?
Yeah, I read that one.
Okay. You read that, Mr. Wager, and you, Ms. Wager Simmons, did you
yes.
read that? Okay.
I don't agree with it, but...
Neither do I, but...
Who was the owner of the vehicle when the car was gotten out of storage?
I was.
Yeah, oh yeah, she was the owner then. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to be directing most of my questions to you, Ms. Wager Simmons, and then if I have a question for you, I'll let you know. But we can only have one person speak at a time. So if you think there's an answer that he can better address, please let me know, and I'll certainly give him the chance to respond. But I just have to make sure that the recording is clear. Okay. Do either of you or Ms. Wager Simmons, do you have any concerns about the audio of today's hearing being put up on the hearings office website?
What website is that?
It's a Portland, Oregon website. If you went to fill out a form contesting the hearing, it's the same website that we would put up a copy of the audio.
Oh, okay.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. Yeah.
Neither
yeah.
of you care? Okay, it'll be up there in about 72 business hours. Yeah. Please don't tell me anything that you don't want someone else listening to then.
Okay.
Just be cognizant of that. Okay. So, did both of you look at the information the city sent in?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Did anything get stuck in those city documents that you think I should exclude or throw out because they have nothing to do with why you're here? It's just a general question. Did something irrelevant get stuck in the city's submission?
No.
I feel like it's not, there's nothing irrelevant, but I definitely feel like they missed out on key factors
okay.
of importance.
So that's something you'll tell me under oath.
Okay.
Okay. I reviewed everything. I also reviewed what you submitted, and I'll go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through and including 6. Are there any other documents that you wish to submit? And I'm going to be, again, addressing Ms. Wager-Simmons because you're technically the appellant at this time.
Yes. No.
Okay. Okay. So, who would like to testify?
You.
Okay. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the evidence you will give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Wager. Tell me about why you believe the police bureau may not have followed the correct rules when they towed the vehicle.
Okay, so let me just rewind here and start to explain the story. So this vehicle I was not driving. I had an invalid license. I was keeping it parked near a friend's house in the Lloyd Center area as storage and just keeping it over there so we could watch over it. I left it parked for a few days. I hadn't seen it. I came back and my vehicle was gone. I thought it was stolen. And I ended up contacting, this is a few days after it was taken, I contacted the police, found out it was towed, and I was like, you know, why is it towed? And they said that it was a hazard, that it was obstructing traffic. And I thought that was very strange considering that I remembered parking it and there was no hazard. Until I had the car get taken out of storage, I saw it. The whole car is totaled. It's destroyed. It had no prior damage, and it looks like there was a hit and run that pushed my car into a position that was a hazard, and it doesn't say once in the paperwork that a hit and run happened. It just said that it was obstructing traffic and it was parked at the curb at an angle. They never once mentioned that my car had damage until we already paid, which is my biggest problem. Not one thing in the report here says that. The car was in perfect condition. And I got 2 tickets on top of that for it obstructing traffic, which was the result of a hit and run.
Okay. So with regard to the tickets, I can't do anything about them.
Different department.
Yeah, you'll definitely want to tell someone about that if you appeal those. Okay. Do you happen to have any photographs of the vehicle?
On my phone.
On her phone.
Okay, and you said it was totally damaged? I mean, totally totaled, or looks like?
Yeah, I had to have it towed too.
Yeah, destroyed. Like, when I parked it, there was literally nothing wrong with it, no scratches. I just bought it a few months ago. The city takes it, and then when I buy it back from them, it's completely destroyed with no explanation.
You mean when you buy it? What do you mean when you bought it back?
When I get it out of tow, because I pretty much felt like buying it back, because I have to give them a whole bunch of money in order to get my car back. So it's like the same thing as buying it, because I'm giving them money.
Okay.
So.
And then, but I thought your grandmother was the owner at that time.
Yeah, at the time.
Okay.
She was the owner. I transferred it because my license was invalid, so I couldn't get it out.
Okay, so you're telling me no scratches, no dents?
Yeah, nothing.
Not undamaged, basically.
Undamaged completely, and then destroyed when I got it back.
So how about you tell me, you said it was destroyed, so can you just briefly tell me what destroy means to you?
I would say the door's completely dented in, scratches everywhere, pretty bad damage. I have a picture right here if you'd like to see it. It's pretty bad. Like, it's almost unrecognizable. It looks like a large truck or something hit my car. Definitely.
Okay. And there's one photograph?
2 photographs.
Show me the best photograph, and I'll have you hand that to the security officer.
Okay, this is the best photograph for sure.
And when was the photograph taken?
Oh, it should say it on the photograph. I don't know. Right after it got out of tow.
That's my yard.
Okay, and I do see this is the driver's side of the vehicle. There's a huge dent in the driver's mm-hmm. side door.
And that's the side that was facing the street when I parked it.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm just wondering why they didn't mention that in the whole report. That's what's baffling to me.
You know, and I'm just taking a stab at it. I don't know either, but it's possible they didn't know what the car was like before that. So it's hard to know what happened to mm-hmm. say, hey, the car doesn't belong in this condition if you didn't know what it looked like before.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's not something for me to decide, but, you know, good question. Okay, is there anything else that you want me to know, Mr. Wager?
No, I think I touched every base. That was my major problem. But
okay.
Yeah.
And so, Ms. Wager-Simmons, would you like to testify?
Yes.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the evidence you will give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And make sure to speak loudly enough into the microphone.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, me? Oh,
yeah.
I guess, oh, sorry, I thought you were going to ask questions.
I don't have any quite yet.
Oh, okay. So I had to have him sign the title over to me. I went to the courthouse or police station to get the release to go to the tow, and I gave him $150, but I had to go to the DMV and do an actual transfer, not just a signed over title. And then I went to the tow company on Southeast 22nd, and they said, oh, we don't know where your car is. Oh, wait a minute, we moved it to way out Southeast 111th and Foster. And no one all this time is saying anything about the fact that this car is totaled. And I have a mobile mechanic business, and I know this car is totaled. And when the tow company took the car out of their lot, I was shocked that it was so damaged, and no one said anything about it. So I'm the one that paid $486 for a tow. I paid $150 to the police to get this car, and we had no idea that it was hit, and why was it a hazard? And then he gets tickets just 2 days ago. We got the tickets in the mail. So,
What is your testimony about the car's condition before it was towed?
It was perfect. He bought it in March. It was a 2008 Crown Victoria. It had 65,000 miles on it only, and it was perfect. There was not a ding, scratch, or anything on it. Interior was perfect. And now, they should have seen glass on the street where that car was, because the rear taillight is all cracked, broken, and the scratch goes from, it's not just scratches, big dents and gouges from a big truck's lug nuts going down these narrow streets.
Okay. So the issue you guys are talking to me about is a bit unusual, because essentially you're telling me that the car was parked there, but because someone else hit it, the car was moved.
Yes.
And that essentially made it a hazard.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to do a little bit more review of the code, because what you're essentially saying is, yes, the vehicle, you didn't tell me anything about what the vehicle looked like when it was just prior towed with the police officer, because you weren't there.
Right.
So if the vehicle was a hazard, you're telling me it's not your fault because someone else caused it to be located.
Yes.
Like that.
Yes.
So I've got to look into this a little bit deeper.
Okay.
And in order to get you an accurate decision, because the code does say that if a vehicle is impeding traffic, it can be towed without prior notice. But again, the issue that you raise is somewhat of a defense, if a legal defense. And so I have to see how the code wants me to interpret that. So I'm not going to be issuing a decision today. I apologize for that, but I will get something out to you as quickly as possible, and I'll explain to you what I'm looking at and how I came to my decision.
Okay, additionally, ma'am.
Go ahead.
The summary statement that you gave us states that they attempted to call, and the phone number they have happens to be his mother's phone number, and there were no phone calls.
There was definitely no phone call administered. I would say that was a lie on the report, definitely. Bogus, because they do have my mother's phone number. She didn't receive a call. I didn't receive a call. Nobody received a call. So
okay.
Yeah.
As far as central facts go, it's really not that important for my decision of reviewing the tow, but I'll note that if I'm looking,
yeah,
when I'm looking at the authenticity or credibility of the
sure
document. Anything else?
I think that's it.
No, okay. Other than opinions, there's nothing helpful, so I feel like we got through it.
All right. Well, I'll get that to you as quickly as I can. Thank you very much for taking the time
to be
here. Sorry that you've had to take the time out of your busy day to come to a hearing. So
okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
You.